leaders who try to destroy the gospel. You are praying against all of the false teachings and errant practices that lead people astray, for they all blaspheme and profane and do not hallow the name of God. We pray that God would hold them in check, and that God would instead uphold His word in its purity against all heresies. In the second petition, Thy kingdom come, you pray that the kingdom of the devil and death might perish. This is very much a weighty petition, for you are asking God to demolish completely the devil's entire kingdom and to establish His kingdom, that is, God's kingdom, within you and within all men's hearts by means of His Spirit working through the Word and the sacraments. In this third petition, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You're praying every act of the will which opposes God's will be dashed to pieces. The world, your sinful flesh, and the devil despise this as an intolerable petition, because it intercepts head-on the untold evil which they would seek to perpetrate were it not for this prayer. In the fourth petition, give us this day our daily bread. You're praying for all in authority, for parents, for spouse and children, for food, for bountiful harvest, for peace, and all that is needed to support this body and life. You're also asking that God would bless each individual in their vocation in life and graciously preserve them from every misfortune. And let's not forget that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. In the fifth petition, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. You pray that God would be gracious to you, turning His wrath, which you deserve, away from you. For Christ has suffered that wrath already, not punishing you on account of your sins, but granting grace from day to day, dying and rising in Christ day to day, bringing the new man to do God's will and live at peace with one another. And because of His grace, the new man in you will then be gracious and merciful to others. This sixth petition is not into temptation. You pray that God would come to the aid of all the distressed hearts, including your own, not leaving them in the throes of temptation, not to be lured away from God, but graciously relieving them to the power of His word, thwarting the devil's plotting and power. And in the seventh petition, but deliver us from evil, you pray not only remembering that Christ crucified has delivered you already through His merits, but you also pray for that blessed moment when God, by His grace, will deliver you from this veil of tears and place you into eternity. When the flesh is at odds with the Spirit, which is constantly going on, and the temptation is to dispense with prayer, dispense instead of the flesh. Look to Christ crucified, drown the old Adam, and heed the voice of the Spirit of truth. Pick up the Word and read it and pray it. Prayer the surety of God's word to you, not the depravity of man's heart toward God. Prayer in Jesus' name is prayer that mirrors Gethsemane. There in the garden of betrayal, the garden of the traitor's kiss, our Lord's perfect prayer is so intense that he sweats blood. The Father hears Jesus' prayer and bends his Son's will to his own. It is prayer that finds its voice and substance in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Prayer in Jesus' name prays, Lord, have mercy. And he does. He prays, create in me a clean heart, O God. And he does. He prays, our